Hello, I'm Brent Bell, head of school at Darlington, and welcome to the Darlington Podcast. Today, it's my pleasure to talk with Darlington's new athletic director, Mitch Jordan. Mitch started at Darlington earlier this month, and we're excited to introduce him to our Darlington community this year.
Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
Mitch, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Brent. Glad to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you back at Darlington, and maybe we should start there. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your sort of Darlington story, your background, and your connections to the school.
Yeah, so I was a faculty child and lived on campus with my parents. My dad started teaching, I think, when I was going into second grade, which is a long time ago. So I was blessed to be a part of the Darlington community. And I'm sure we'll share with some of the influences I had at the school as a student. And then from there, went to Georgia Tech and fortunate enough to play football there. And then I decided to get in the business world for a few years and just felt called to coach and to teach. And just by sheer luck and chance, I visited Coach Sharp, and it was the year he was retiring, and Tommy Atha was taking over as the head football coach, and I knew they had some openings in the middle school from a teaching standpoint. And, you know, through Jim Van Ness, Craig Schmidt gave me the opportunity to become a teacher, and Tommy gave me the opportunity to coach. And it's just been a wonderful journey getting into high school athletics. And so I was at Darlington for 6 years. It was some of the best years of my life. Made some great friendships. My girls started at Darlington. We were a campus family. And then I went to be a head football coach, athletic director, teacher at Mount Perrin Christian School in Kennesaw. I did that for 17 years. And then when the opportunity came open for the athletic director position, I was fortunate to get an opportunity and interviewed. And it just seemed right fit for where I am in my life. Nisa and I, my wife Nisa, we're empty nesters, and we're excited to be back on campus.
Well, great. That's great. So let's backfill a little bit for some of our listeners who do not know the Mitch Jordan story quite as well as some others. So you were a faculty child. Your dad is who, and what did he teach?
Yeah.
So that people can make those connections.
Well, some of you might have been fortunate to have Rusty Jordan, taught Latin for over 20 years in the high school and the middle school. And I think he's got some legendary stories for his dry sense of humor. And you might have learned some Latin along the way. but no, Dad was great, still lives in Rome, and it's going to be great to be around him as well. But yeah, we did spend 11 years on campus, and it was a lot of fun. They were probably glad to see the Jordan boys get off campus, but that's my older brother, who also graduated from Darlington. I have a younger sister, Anna, class of 92, and she graduated from Darlington as well.
And when did you graduate?
90.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was a good class. Again, I've stayed in touch with a lot of guys from that I graduated with in 90, and I hope to build some of those relationships. And now that I'm in Rome again.
Excellent. And tell us, give us a story or a highlight from your athletic career at Darlington as a student athlete.
Oh, wow. I wish I could say we won some championships. But we played in a very tough region. We had so many just epic games played in the old Region 7AA, and with Cartersville and Rockmart and Pepperell, East Rome, West Rome, back when there was two different schools. I can't really pinpoint one game, probably our junior year, which is against East Rome over at Barron Stadium, and we were a heavy underdog, and just found a way to win in some, just an incredible back and forth game. We ultimately won in overtime. Will Muschamp, who was a high school classmate and teammate, had an incredible game, and we were fortunate to win, and we were just recently talking about that game. I noticed there was a picture up on the wall from that game over at the Huffman Center. So that's probably one of the better memories that I have.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you talked a little bit about your transition from business to education, and then obviously as you sort of probably learned and grew here as a teacher and a coach, you sort of made a decision to sort of pursue athletics as kind of your primary focus. Tell us a little bit more about why athletics, athletic administration, when you think about your career trajectory. What is it about athletics that drew you in?
Well, first of all, I'll tell anybody this. Teaching is probably the hardest thing that I've ever done. I mean, you could take the business world, working in finance, working in accounting. I have the utmost respect, admiration for the teachers and educators. And that was difficult. Bringing life U.S. American history, modern history for eighth graders. It's probably the toughest thing that I had to do. But I just had a calling. I love the classroom. And so it's kind of, I don't know. I enjoy the teaching aspect. I actually taught a class last year at Mount Perrin, a leadership class. So I really love the classroom. But I just had an inclination for, and maybe my better strong suits had were towards athletics and coaching, and I really have a passion for coaching young people, and I think you can have a big influence on young people on the playing field.
What are your expectations of coaches in your program? What are your hopes for them as you think about Darlington Athletics? Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'm not a micromanager, and I want to give each head coach the opportunity to run their own program and have some autonomy to make decisions. But I also want to make sure that, you know, that student athlete should be looking forward to coming to practice each day. It should be the most fun that they have, and the most enjoyable part of their day is to come to their sport each afternoon. So there's just an opportunity for growth. There's an opportunity to develop and be an extension of the classroom, and it's such an important position as a coach that I want to make sure that they're supported, but make sure that they take that role seriously. But also I want them to have fun, have a lot of fun. Sometimes, especially this day and age, there's so much pressure on coaches and parents and athletes on winning and this, I guess, this creation of what success looks like, but I want them to realize it's still a game, still a lot of fun, and really, you got one shot at high school athletics, and we want to make it the best experience that they can have.
You mentioned success. What does success look like to you?
Well, I know it's a cliche, and people say this a lot at different coaches, different sports. You know, really, success is when you have those young ladies, young men that have their families and are good husbands, good wives, good parents, and you really made an impact on them. I think that's truly success, is when you can see them flourish and just knowing that you've had a small part of that development and mentorship. I think that's really where success comes from. I mean, wins and losses, sometimes, you know, you don't have a whole lot of control of those. But you do have control over those things that we want to embody in terms of our values and what we hopefully can create and help these young people and young leaders as they come through the athletic program at Darlington.
Great. Who have been some of the people that have impacted you the most when you think about values and philosophy?
Yeah, it's hard for, you know, when I started to coach, not to think about the guys that impacted me. And, you know, it was high school was always tough, male, female, you know, you have different struggles. And I guess it's just a young teenage boy having Coach Sharp and then Eddie Guth and then Ed Dudley and then even Mike Muschamp, those guys being a part of your life and the way they lived out their life and the way they interacted with us and the way they pushed us and really had expectations higher than we had of ourselves. I really have drawn a lot of that, those lessons that I've learned and how they treated me, and try to do those same things as a coach and mentor for my coaches. And then also Jim Van Ness. I mean, one of my biggest regrets is not playing for Jim, and such a great man, great coach, and he was my middle school principal, and I did spend a couple times in his office, but they were great reminders and great lessons. But he's just had such an influence and just seemed to do things for the right reason. And I was blessed to come back and work with Jim when I was a middle school teacher, and he gave me my first opportunity to teach. But really those guys, and then even college, you have, you know, Bobby Ross, a legendary coach in college and the pros, and then George O'Leary, coach at multiple places and been very successful. So you kind of just take the good things that you learn and from those guys, but all of them have been incredible mentors to me, and I'm just so thankful that our paths crossed.
Hey, you learn a lot from everyone that you cross paths with, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. One of the things I really believe in is people are placed in your life for a reason, and you know, I'm going to encourage a lot of the younger student athletes, a lot of student athletes, just in general, is just to find good mentors and really take on that role. Encourage our coaches that they're looked upon, no matter what age, as role models and mentors for our student athletes. And then, as I've gotten older, hopefully I can be that mentor and role model for our coaches.
Yeah, good. What? So obviously you've been away for a number of years, 17 years, done a lot of great work at Mount Perrin, highly respected throughout the state of Georgia. Obviously you're back at Darlington, you made that choice, and we're really excited about that. Glad you and your family are back in Rome and excited to get going. But one of the questions I always think is interesting that people have asked me is, and I'll ask you a similar version. When people come to Darlington Athletic events, what do you want them to see and feel as it relates to Darlington Athletics?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for us to showcase our campus. And I know it's a competitive environment, but from a student athlete standpoint, you know, play with incredible sportsmanship, with incredible character, and compete at a very high level from effort. And really, each team that takes the floor knows that they're going to get our very best, and we demand that from our student athletes. And then from a fan standpoint, we just want it to be a welcoming environment, and for those fans to leave, there's something special about that place, something special about that community. Maybe they had different perceptions when they came on campus, but when they leave, just knowing that, hey, maybe I want to be a part of, you know, whether it's a Friday night or a basketball game or softball game, maybe I want to be a part of that community.
Great. Excellent. What, any short-term goals that you've already identified that you are excited about for this first year back?
Yeah, I think with just looking around, I've been here a couple weeks now. You know, I think one thing that we can do is I'm always looking at it from the standpoint of what can we do in that life of that student athlete, things that we can put in place immediately. So I think maybe adding some components of sports nutrition would be one of the things that I would tackle. So I've already started to talk with our food services to way we can provide, you know, some schools call it refueling stations, just a chance for our student athletes to hydrate and maybe eat throughout the day and post-workout, something that I'd like to get in place sooner rather than later. And then something that we've talked about, Brent, is looking at some leadership training for our captains, something that we can pilot with some of our leaders from each team, possibly during the I period, and then maybe offer that to a broader group in subsequent years. So I'm looking forward to doing both of those things, and you know, hopefully we can kick those off in the fall.
Great. That sounds exciting. I know you're a big reader and podcast listener, so maybe a general recommendation of a good book you've read lately or something like that, and then something that you would encourage a parent of a eager student athlete maybe to read or listen to. A couple of recommendations?
Yeah. I think the best book that I've read recently was actually reread. It was Beyond Entrepreneurship 2.0 by Jim Collins and Bill Lazier, which was Jim Collins' mentor. And it's just an updated version that Jim Collins has added to the first edition. But just in terms of, from a leadership standpoint, I haven't read a book better than that, from whether if you want to apply it from a business standpoint or even to an athletic program, just those leadership principles, or even to a team. I think some of those lessons carry over to a lot of applications in a lot of areas. And then driven from Kennesaw, so I've been in the car a little bit longer these past couple of weeks, so I really try to use that time for podcasts, and there's one called The Knowledge Project by Shane Parrish, and really for parents, if I can recommend one, which I just sent to my daughters, and it's Jim Lehrer, and he worked for the Human Performance Institute, and he's written, I think, 19 books, and just talks about, you know, championship mindset and developing character and things that you can do as a parent, as a coach, to try to really write that narrative and that script and that mindset that's going to help you be successful in different areas of your life. I can't listen to that enough, and looking forward to practicing some of those and principles here.
Excellent. Good. It's good recommendations. All right. What's your favorite place to eat in Rome? Do you have a favorite spot?
You know, I've got to try the new location of Pico Deli. Okay. So that was always a favorite. I know they've moved over by the Rome's Brave Stadium, so looking forward to heading over there. And but no, I'm always, anytime we travel, and now that we're in Rome, we're always looking for great places to eat. You know, Harvest Moon's always is a good spot as well. So now we're looking to check out all the new restaurants and revisit some of the older ones.
Good. Do you have a favorite place on campus?
You know, I still like to work out some, so the weight room's incredible. I think that's a huge selling point. I'm looking forward to spending more time there. It gets harder as I've gotten older, but that's something I really believe in, staying in shape. And so, yeah, I'm sure I'll be frequent the weight room quite a bit.
Are you going to challenge some students?
Probably too old for that, but at least they can, you know, if I can just model that, the staying in shape, how important it is, that's another thing that I really believe in, is just to physically stay active, and I think that's important. So, but yeah, I'll try to get in there, and hopefully my ego won't get in the way. I'll end up getting hurt. but I do enjoy being around the kids, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts or final thoughts for our listeners today?
No, I'm excited. You know, you never know how to change. You always think, yeah, change is easy. And so I didn't know how I would deal with changing after 17 years and being, you know, everything was very comfortable. But now being here for a couple weeks, it just seems like a natural fit to be back, and just looking forward to working with the people that were in place before. I love seeing some familiar faces, but I love meeting new people and learning from them. So I'm excited about working with our leadership team, working with student leaders, working with faculty members and coaching staff. So I'm very excited to be back.
Well, good, good. And you know, we'll close on this for those of our listeners in the boarding program who remember your little girls from Cooper House, Persons yeah. Hall, I guess at the time. What are they up to these days? And how old is everybody? And yeah. Bring us up to speed on the family.
Well, we have some great pictures and great memories, and we revisited a lot of our old videos. Many of those were on campus when Mallory got married at the first of June. So Mallory graduated from the Naval Academy in May of this year, and then she got married 2 weeks after that to another midshipman. So it's now Mallory Smith, and so Mallory's doing well. She will start, I guess, Marine training in August. I don't know if she's looking forward to that, but it's part of the process. She'll start that in August, and they'll be in Quantico, Virginia for that for the next 6 months or so. And then I've got twins that are 20. Claire's at KSU. She's a junior. She's doing well. And then I've got one. Riley is at University of Georgia, which is kind of hard for me being a tech guy. but no, she's at a great spot, and she loves being a Bulldog. And so, yeah, they're doing well.
Good. Awesome. Well, I know there's a lot of folks that remember them when they were really little, and we'll be happy with the update. So that's exciting stuff. And we're obviously excited that you're here, and look forward to welcoming you and Nisa fully into the Darlington community. And thank you for joining us today on the Darlington Podcast, Mitch. We appreciate the conversation.
Thanks, Brent. Thanks for having me.
We're glad that you tuned in to this episode of the Darlington Podcast. Tune in bi-weekly wherever you like to listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe. Check out today's show notes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast. Any questions about today's program or ideas for a future episode, send an email to communications@darlingtonschool.org.
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication and advancement teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.